Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, honeys. So, I'm recording a little intro on the top of this episode because I have some breaking news. Beep, 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 beep. Breaking news. Full disclosure, I recorded this episode a couple weeks ago because Steven is down under right now. And we had to record some episodes in advance, but there's some breaking news in the beauty world. I had to add a little intro to this episode. While I'm at it, I just want to say hi, Steven. Or shall I say good day, mate? Throw a little shrimp on the barbie. Just kidding, sorry. Okay, I had to jump on here real quick because I want you guys to turn the kettle on and get your Stevie out of the cabinet because I'm about to spill some damn tea, okay? We all know that today, when this episode airs, is the day that Fenty Beauty drops worldwide. That is Rihanna's makeup line. And I happened to get a little email scoop from a honey out there who we're going to call Sephora Sally. She works for Sephora Corporate, and she sent me an email full of secret information about the brand. So I just thought I'd get on here and tell you guys about it real quick. So, Sephora has never done a launch like this before. It is the first launch where every single Sephora in the entire world, excluding the Chinese market, will have the same display in front, the same gondola. Each store will carry the entire line. It will be released at the same time all around the world. So, depending on when you're listening to this, Fenty Beauty might be dropped near you. You might be waiting a few hours. But regardless, I'm going to tell you what she told me. Okay, she had to give her honest feedback to the brand. The whole line is cruelty-free, paraben-free, sulfate-free, and non-comedogenic. Y'all know I have a hard time with that word. The foundation. It is $34. There are 9 cool shades, 15 neutral, 16 warm. There's a lot of colors to choose from. It is humidity-proof, there is a soft matte finish, and it is sweat-resistant. Now, Sephora Sally told me that she is very dry. She has very dry skin. She prepped her skin with tons of moisturizer, and it still cracked and made her skin feel tight. She says she normally wears a matte finish foundation, so this one was a disappointment. She said it does feel lightweight on the skin. She also said that it oxidizes once it hits your skin, which they were calling the dry down time. But if you shop at Sephora a lot, then you probably know that doesn't really help you pick your colors out, because if you put the color on and then it changes once it's out of the, you know. So she said that out of all the foundations at Sephora, this was not one that she would buy if she was a customer. So very interesting. Now, I don't want to totally, you know, blast Fenty. She did tell me that if you want to buy something from this line and support, you know, a black-owned makeup brand, you want to support Riri. We all love Riri. She said, buy the Kilowatt Highlight. She says, quote, it's the best thing I've ever seen, literally liquid gold in a powder form. Beautiful packaging, and it's $34. So that's pretty legit. She says there's only one shade, but they do have a bunch of blush/highlight duos, which are wonderful, but they don't give you that bomb-ass glow like Kilowatt does. First of all, the name Kilowatt is very exciting to me. I thought that was cool. She said they have cream sticks called matchsticks, and they all magnet together, which is super cute, but she said they're not very blendable. Mwah, mwah. So, you know, oh, and there's one gloss shade. She says it's basic-ass gloss. She says it does look good on every complexion, but it's a basic ass gloss. It's a cool peach rose color. She says it smells great. She didn't have the ingredients in front of her, so she doesn't know if they're 100% vegan. But Fenty is owned by a company called Kendo. Kendo owns Kat Von D, Ole Henriksen, Marc Jacobs Beauty, and Bite. These brands are exclusive to Sephora. So those brands are all cruelty-free brands that don't sell in mainland China. Therefore, we are thinking Fenty does as well. That might change at some point, but as of today, if you want to go buy you a Kilowatt highlighter, cruelty-free, baby, so get in line. I'm going to be there at the Glendale Sephora at some point. If y'all want to come roll up, I'll probably be there. So check that out. I also found this interesting. Sephora is owned by Louis Vuitton Moet Hennessy, which I didn't know. So, you know, everybody owns everybody in this world. So that's exciting to me. So that's just a little scoop I wanted to give on the Fenty Beauty. I also recommend your favorite beauty YouTuber going on YouTube and typing in Fenty Beauty Review and seeing what they have to say. And I also recommend going like lower tier YouTubers, the ones that aren't paid, you know, to tell you the truth, because that's where you're going to find the real tea, the people who aren't jaded by the money yet. So do that, like your girl Jackie J. Nobody's paying me. Also, just real quick, I ordered some of the Candy Johnson Too Faced collaboration, but as I'm recording this, it hasn't come yet because Labor Day and that 4-day dang weekend boned my shipping. So it will be here probably the next day after I'm recording this. So you'll have to go to my Insta store if you want to see me unbox it, try it on, all that stuff. My Instagram is Jackie Michelle Johnson with one L in Michelle. I was going to do it on the Nash Beauty account, but there's way more people following me, baby. I'm trying to get maximum coverage. So that might be fun if you're bored over the weekend. Check that out. That's it, honeys. You're going to enjoy this episode very much. It's one of my new favorites. You're going to love Alison Becker. And have a great episode. Enjoy it. And I'll see y'all later. Oh, God, talking by yourself is so stressful.
You are a natural beaut. You are a natch beaut. Oh, yeah.
Snatch my face into pieces. This is the Natch Beaut Pod. That's right. It's Natch Beaut. Welcome, everybody. It's your host, Jackie Johnson. Welcome to yet another episode. This is episode number 23 of Natch Beaut. So if you've been listening, you know that next week is the 24th episode of Natch Beaut, which means we've spent 24 hours together, which is like a really good first date. Am I right? But we're all very excited around here. If you listened last week, you know that we are having a contest. We're giving away a Natch box of goodies to celebrate 24 hours of Natch Beaut. And you still have a week left to enter. So if you want to enter, this is what you got to do. You go to NatchBeaut.com. You click on the Natch Beaut giveaway link. You take the trivia quiz. Don't worry, it's only 5 questions. I'm not going to tear up your whole damn day. And if you get a perfect score, you are entered twice, but if you just enter and fill in the test with whatever nonsense you want or you miss answers, you still get entered. So enter to win the Natch box. Or there's another way to win too. If you're too lazy to go on the internet, I don't blame you. Go to Instagram, follow the Natch Beaut account, look for the post about the 24 hours of Natch Beaut Natch box giveaway. Follow the account and leave a comment of your favorite memory of the show. You'll automatically be entered. For official rules, visit NatchBeaut.com. I don't want to get sued. We're following all the protocol. My sister took some class in college that teaches you how to do things. So don't worry, this is legit, okay? But there's lots of fun stuff in the NatchBeaut box. Oh, we got Milk makeup products. We got Source Vital. We got BH Cosmetics. We got Lime Crime. All your favorite vegan and cruelty-free shit is in the Natch box, and you could win. So get excited for that. What else am I going to plug? Obviously, NatchBeaut.com. Everybody go to NatchBeaut.com. Every episode, me and my guests talk. We talk products. We tell you things we use. You go all the way to NatchBeaut.com. You check out the episode guide that I put up every Friday when the show comes out. And you can see all the links to everything, baby. You can buy, peruse, check out whatever. It's there for you. It's for you, baby. Use the resources that I provide. You'd be a dummy if you didn't, quite frankly. There's a Natch Beaut Honeys page on Facebook. If you search Natch Beaut, you can get into the official Natch Beaut fan page on Facebook. It's getting wild in there, to say the least. So everybody check that out if that sounds exciting to you. And I guess that's about it. Let's get to my guest, damn it. She's sitting here waiting, and I'm very excited. We have lots to talk about. Her name is Alison Becker. She's an actress, and we're going to have a good time.
We are going to have a good time.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, my God, thank you. You've been on my list of guests.
Oh, bless you.
Since the pod began.
Oh, thank you,
because
darling.
You have such a fun Instagram.
Oh, thanks.
And you talk about makeup and beauty and your clothes and your hair, and you're very transparent about your career and all the crazy outfits you have to wear on your auditions.
I try to be. I'm wearing a crazy, I feel like it's kind of crazy now. I did tone it down on the way over in the car, but I was dressed as a woman with multiple neck tattoos.
Interesting. That's the name of the role.
That's the name. Okay. Well, no, she has a name, but okay. That's how I'm going to describe her because it's funnier.
Yep.
But I didn't want to give myself neck tattoos for the day.
Yeah.
Thought about it.
That's a look.
But instead put like a fake nose ring in, had a bandana on, you know, just look like a lady criminal.
How'd you think it went?
I think it went okay.
Yeah, was it fun?
It's always fun.
Yeah, it's always fun. That's the right attitude. But Allison has, you have two Instagrams.
I have two Instagrams.
She has a personal Instagram.
Which is the Allison Becker, the Allison with one L. And I should clarify, I don't want to sound conceited when I say the Allison Becker.
Right.
I was going to do an Allison Becker.
Oh, I
and
like
then,
that.
But then I realized it spells anal is on Becker.
Mm, so, and that might attract a different audience.
Many followers probably still, but different followers.
Yeah.
So I went with the Allison Becker.
I like that. I always laugh when my friends have like their name official.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no one cares who you are. You know, like, let's be honest.
My second Instagram is called Lady Life Hacks because I'm a lady and I have some life hacks.
And that is primarily what we're going to be discussing today.
Great.
Because, you know, Allison's a DIYer.
I try.
She likes to share all of her secrets with the world in terms of her skincare, her makeup, her life, her everything. And Lady Life Hacks lends itself to Natch Butte because there's a ton of ones on there about makeup, beauty, body, you know, workouts, fashion. And I was like, we got to talk about this
page.
Let's
get into it.
Let's get into it. I'm ready. We have a lot of stuff prepared for everybody. I went through your account from the beginning.
Oh, shit,
and
girl.
I screen grabbed everything that I felt.
I love it.
The audience needs to know.
Great.
But today we're going to call it the Honey Life Hacks.
Okay.
So that all the honeys listening can enjoy these hacks. And then, you don't know this yet, I have a couple over here prepared.
Oh, I love this.
So.
Okay, great.
We are going to do some live hacks.
Great, I love it.
And see if they work.
Great.
Yeah, it'll be fun. So the first one I screen grabbed from your account, Lady Life Hacks, did you know that Sephora locations offer free makeup classes?
Yes, they do. I feel like a lot of people don't know this.
I mean, I didn't know that, and I'm VIB Rouge.
There you go. If you go on to Sephora.com, guys, I don't work for Sephora. This is just information that I want to share with all of you because I think it's amazing. They have free classes, not at every location, but I like went to one in Pasadena. Here's the catch. It was 8 a.m. on a Sunday morning in Pasadena.
Oh, okay? That's early.
So I couldn't find anyone to go with me. Mm-hmm. That's okay. I still do these things on my own.
Hey, next time, you hit me up.
I will.
I need to learn how to do a damn smoky eye.
I will. Let me tell you, girl, I learned what I would have paid $200 to learn what I learned. And I use that smoky eye literally every time I go out.
So you did a smoky eye class at 8 a.m. in Pasadena?
I did, yeah.
Was it at Sephora?
It was at Sephora.
Before it opens.
That's why.
Before a Sephora.
Well played.
That's what they should call it.
And it's free. You just have to sign up. And then they do encourage you to buy things, but they don't force you. It's not like salesy. They're just like, look, if you want to get the best brush, this is the best one. But you can buy, if you like certain brands, you could be like, okay, I'll get this color and this brand, whatever.
Do you get anything free? Like, do they give a little samples out? You know, mama's all about them samps.
I don't think they did, but I could be wrong.
Yeah.
I have taken other classes that I paid for where they gave stuff out, but then that's not technically free.
So Sephora does paid classes and free classes.
No. Oh, sorry. I did paid classes through Groupon.
Got it. Oh, I need to hear about that.
I did a contouring class.
You did?
Yeah.
Was it worth it?
I don't know if it was worth it. It was about $60. I definitely use what I learn. Not like every day. I'm not contouring every day.
I've been burned by Groupon bad.
Like,
I've
for what?
I've been badly
Call them
burned.
Out.
There's a honey in the Facebook group that works for Groupon, and I've messaged with her a little bit, because I'm all about the Groupon life.
Mm-hmm.
We all saw Tiffany Haddish's clip on Jimmy Kimmel about her Groupon. But Groupon has played me. Groupon has played me bad a
what
few times.
What was it for?
So Groupon Goods is like you can buy products.
Yes, okay.
I bought some makeup brushes on Groupon Goods that I love and use every day. I bought a fake Kylie lip kit off of Groupon.
All right.
Now, we all know there's this big article been going around of Refinery29 did an expose on the fake makeup products.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all shipped in from China and they're made in like these dirty rooms and they put crazy chemicals and ingredients in
them. Did you know it was fake when you were buying it?
No! How was I supposed to know that? It didn't say, buy a Kylie lip kit. P.S. This is a fake from China.
So what did you do? Did you return it?
Well, I got it. And I opened it, and I immediately was like, what's wrong with this? Because I know Kylie's formula, damn it. I had a few of them before this. So I got my Kylie, my real Kylie, and I put it next to it, and the font was different, the bottle was different, and I did a whole snap about it where I was, like, showing the differences. And, like, looking back on it now, I'm a very non-confrontational, passive-aggressive person. Now, a few months later, I'm a little bit more assertive. I'm learning a lot about myself with this podcast. I think I would have, like, emailed Groupon and been like, y'all need to refund me.
Yeah.
Because this is fake. And who knows what's in this?
And that's, like, trademark infringement, too,
I mean,
right?
That's why I don't want a dog Groupon. Something got past them. I didn't make a stink about it. Maybe now that this pod comes out, I'm going to get some national news. Maybe CNN's going to call me. But all I'm saying is they sold me a fake Kylie lip kit on Groupon. You know, they were playing to all of our thirst. Because this was back when it was really hard to get Kylie stuff.
Yeah.
You know, now people are kind of over her. After that article came out that she made $140 million or whatever off of 1 year of makeup, people were like, I think I don't need to buy her shit anymore, which I'm in the same camp.
But it wasn't sold, because I know there have been, like Kiehl's, for example.
Yeah.
When I was younger, Kiehl's was like the place to go, and it was like all natural, like small batch stuff.
Yeah.
Now Kiehl's is owned by like L'Oreal or
Kiehl's
Estee Lauder or something.
Kiehl's on animals, I had to stop using it. I used to be a huge Kiehl's fan.
If you look at the labels now, it's all chemicals, but they kept the name.
Yeah.
So I feel like a lot of companies do that, and maybe she'll sell at 1.2, and then you don't know what you're getting.
I'm telling you, all I'm saying is I've been burned by Groupon, and that's one of many instances. My whole tattoo, I've been waiting to drag the company until they told me 6 months until my last session with my tattoo would lift more color out. So 6 months is fast. I'm about to drag that company. But y'all who follow me on Snapchat know the company because I snapped it every time. I'm going to drag y'all for doing me dirty with my tat.
Groupon's
going down.
But
that was a Groupon. The last one I'll tell you was I used to do eyelash extensions, so I had to find somebody to do my own. And because I'm a cheap ass bitch, holler back cheap ass. I always say I'm a cheap ass bitch on Ashbury. I'm a cheap ass bitch. So I went on Groupon. It's like that's where cheap ass bitches go.
Because you can't do your own, I'm assuming.
You cannot do your own.
Okay.
And I went, and it was somebody's studio apartment.
Oh, no. First of all, no.
So somebody...
Second of all, no.
Somebody had a Groupon out for a company, like a store, and it was called something something lash, and I show up, and it says suite number 7, and I'm like, this is a residential street.
It's apartment number 7, P.S.
But it's not even a nice apartment. It's somebody's studio. They were doing my lashes next to their bed, and I didn't want to be rude or I would have left.
Isn't that weird? Like, I don't...
And there were two cats. And I just want to say there's a lot of people with cat allergies. And at this point in the world, when somebody... you got to warn people if you have a cat. You can't just say, here's my address, come over. You have to say, here's my address, come over. P.S.
Are
I have a damn cat.
Yeah.
Because you got to let people know.
But don't you find it weird? And I don't know if this is just because I'm a woman, but I think a lot of it comes from that. That I find myself in situations like that where I'm like, I'm just going to be polite because I want to be liked.
Of course.
And then afterwards I look back at it and I'm like, why didn't I say something?
I should have said something. But again, I'm getting with like a fine Chianti. I'm only getting better with age. And I feel if today Jackie Johnson walked in, I'd say, I'm sorry. I'm in your home.
There's
there
a lot
two
of red
cats.
Flags. Yeah.
Your bedspread's from IKEA. I got to get out of here. I paid 100-something bucks.
You got to find a trade. That's what you got to do. You
got
to find a trade with another pro.
Yeah, well, yeah.
And you do theirs and they do yours.
Exactly. But you know what? I'm very picky.
Yeah, that's
another thing about
fair.
Me. I'm very picky. Let's move on to the next lady hack. Okay. I'm so excited about this
one.
You put up a picture. I think it was actually a video, but it's all about how you put on your false eyelashes correctly.
Oh, here we go.
I have had the struggle. I'm Jackie O'Lashes, damn it. And I can't get these damn eyelashes on.
This is a new thing for me, I have to say. I'm 40 years old and just this year learned how to figure this shit out.
I have it here. You probably know it by heart.
Oh, I know it, girl.
Okay.
So if you wear fake eyelashes or if you've wanted to wear fake eyelashes, I will admit I have not yet mastered the individual ones.
Yeah, that's...
I'm talking about the strip ones.
Right.
So you buy your favorite brand. Here, I'll do all the steps, and two of them I would argue are hacks.
Okay.
First step is you measure them against your eye because
one does. I never do that.
No one does that. You have because they're made very long.
And I'm telling you, sometimes they're too long, and it looks like my eyes are closed.
Yeah, and then it hangs off the edge,
and
it's not fun.
That's what just happened to me last night.
So you put them on. You put them before you put the glue on. You hold it up to your eyelash, and then you get clean scissors. Make sure they're clean, please. And you cut them to the length
you
want them.
You don't want like them. Your sandwich's remnants on there.
Yeah, come on, pink eye. There's a lot of crap that can go. Okay, next step, you take the glue and you put it on the lash and make sure you get the edges because that's the parts you really want to get down. Okay, now, here's the first hack. You got to wait a full 1 or 2 minutes for that shit to dry.
And I did a live makeup get ready with me in the Nash Butte group, mm-hmm. and I was holding it, and people were like, why aren't you putting it on your eye?
No.
Put it on your eye. I'm like, you got to get that shit tacky.
Yeah, it's got to get tacky.
Get that tackiness.
Get it tacky.
Get the tacky.
Get it tacky. We'll work on that song.
Get tacky with it. Na, 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 na.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
But I learned that from, like, just being on set as an actor.
Right.
And, like, I always like to ask the makeup artist, like, what's going on here? What are you doing there? Why are you waiting?
Too.
Yeah,
because it's like a free makeup lesson.
Right. That's where you learn all the good shit.
Yeah.
The other thing that I just learned, like, 2 weeks ago, and this is what I was so excited about, this makeup artist told me to take, like, an eyeliner brush, like a thin mm-hmm. angled
an
brush.
An angled brush. That's
yes,
what you have here.
And put it in the glue, and then put the glue also along your lash
line. Which is... Why has no one told us
Why
this?
Why is it double glue, motherfuckers? Double glue!
Motherfuckers!
It was like, my pun intended, eyes were opened.
I'm telling you that because I'm reading right from your Instagram, Lady Life Hacks. I was like, how has no one told me that?
I couldn't believe no one thought of this.
Do you know little angle brushes I have? Again, I bought a ton off Groupon Goods.
There you go.
They weren't Kylie fakes, I want to say, as far as I know. They were great. But, I mean... Why has no one told us that?
And this little, you do learn little things along the way. For example, the glue will dry on there and on the brush and get gross. You have to make sure to clean
right.
the brush right away, but whatever. Do that. You let the, both of them dry for about a minute or two. Pop that on. You can use a tool. Tool or tweezers is easier because you can really get precise there.
Yep.
Then once it's on, I like to take my angled brush and use eyeliner, mm-hmm. like in a little, what are the kinds in the tub called?
Yeah, I call them pots.
Okay, pots. That's what you're right. Okay, I use a pot one and then I put the eyeliner over the lash so it really makes it stick on there.
Yep.
And then final step, you take your mascara and put it on then and blend your real lashes to the fake lashes.
So you don't put mascara on your real lashes until after.
Till after.
See, because a lot of YouTubers do it before.
Not this girl.
Because I went to a wedding and I put these insane ones on that were
real
way
fun ones.
Big. But, you know, I was having a really hard time with them. And I feel like I did mascara before and then my lashes had curled.
Yeah.
And you could see like a lump, like the lash strip and my real lashes.
You could see the difference between them. You want to blend them in together.
Blend.
And I don't know if this is also something I learned recently, but when you are putting mascara on, you never have the wand just go straight up. You should rock it back and forth. And that's how it coats the lashes.
Yeah.
So it's not just getting one side of the lashes. And you'll see makeup artists putting them on. And you never just go straight up. You kind of go like a zigzag.
Sideways.
Yeah. So when you do that with your lashes and the fake lashes, it blends them together.
I mean, I think that's a general note for everything in life. Always zigzag.
Always like, zigzag.
If Recon would have just zigzagged, Ramsey might not have gotten
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
Probably. I'm going to leave that in because you know what? You'll get that reference if you know what it is. If you don't, it'll fly by you and maybe in a few years you'll
circle
catch up
back.
And yeah, I'm going to leave that in. So that I feel like is worth this whole podcast what you just said.
Thank you. That means a lot to me. Coming from you,
yeah.
Jackie O'Lashes.
Well, I'm telling you, you blew my mind with that cuz I struggle with the fake lashes. They really I don't, when you do a really glamorous makeup look, you got to put a lash with it or it doesn't sell the look.
The difference it makes is insane. And what's crazy is like, it's not like someone walks in and you're like, they have fake lashes on, unless they have the cartoony ones, which are also fun and I love. But if you're just putting a little boost, all of a sudden you're just like, why does this person like look so much more awake and so much prettier? Like it just really
opens
makes
your
a difference.
Eyes up.
Yeah. And it looks great in photographs.
But they're just really hard to get on. But with these tips.
I mean, literally, after I did the glue on both the lash line and the lashes, when I popped it on, I got so excited in my bathroom. I was like, oh my God, it worked!
Do you use duo glue? What's your glue of choice? Do you know?
I use whatever comes with the thing.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I don't fuck with the little tube that comes with them ever.
Works with me.
Well, that's even more exciting.
Yeah.
I love that. I'm a duo gal. Duo comes in either it dries black or it dries clear. I do the black.
I get dry clear.
Yeah.
Because it could get clumpy.
Right. The black has run into some problems.
Yeah.
If you don't want to do a black liner, then you got to get the...
Right.
But the Duo does have a clear formula, and it is a cruelty-free
brand.
And
have you ever done, like, feathers or anything crazy or glitter lashes
or anything?
I mean,
I've fucked with glitter.
Oh, I saw these ones on an Instagram-sponsored post, and I was like, I kind of want to try them. They have LED lights on them.
Yes, so I looked those up. They're a Kickstarter, and they're like $30 a pair, and I'm a cheap-ass bitch.
But you'll use them again.
I gotta do it. You're right. I gotta buy
double. And then it's like a little battery pack that you wear behind your ear or something.
Yeah.
I mean, how...
But
if you walked into a party
you get
with
a
those,
seizure? I feel like I would seize after like a minute of wearing them. I can't...
It would be sexiest seizure.
Yeah, that's true. You'd look really cute. I got to just bite the bullet and get them. I'm going to look into it when we're done with this
Put it on your Christmas list.
Yeah, Santa, bring me some LED lashes. So the next,
or if any fans want to send some light up lashes to Jackie,
yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, send me some. Yeah, come on, Kickstarter, come through. This is the perfume one, and I was in front of you the other day, and I don't remember who it was, but somebody came up to you and was like, "Just so you know, your lady life hack about the perfume, it was life changing." So you're going on a trip,
yeah.
And we pack light when we travel. Yes. We don't want to bring all of our normal products with us.
Bring,
you know,
the TSA. Small sizes,
yeah. We got to have the small sizes. So tell us about your perfume
hack. Well, this one
hack.
I stumbled on by accident because exactly what you just said. You want your smaller sizes. Mm-hmm. I would travel with perfume samples because they're tiny and they last about a week.
And they give them out like nothing at Sephora.
Exactly. Anywhere.
They give them out like they're going out of style.
I mean, if you go to a mall because you got into a time machine and went to the 80s, but if you go to a mall, you get as many as you want.
Oh, I go to the mall. Don't get it twisted. I'm about the mall life.
Love it.
I still go all the time.
Which one do you go to?
I go to, I see what I fuck with.
I go to Beverly Center every once in a while.
I see, that's a little far out for me. I fuck with the, you know, Americana brand. Shout out Glendale.
It's a beautiful mall. An outdoor mall. We
Gorgeous.
Should clarify. Stunning.
Yes. And I'll fuck with the Grove, which is one of the most famous malls.
It's the same people who designed
both, architects.
It is for people who have not been to those. Oh, wait, no. Gallery is indoor. What's the other one I'm thinking? Americana.
Americana is outdoor.
Yes.
And the Grove is outdoor.
And it's like Disney World, kind of.
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Yeah.
There's like a big fountain that plays like Frank Sinatra tunes and the fountains go off. It's sort of like the one in the Bellagio, one in Vegas.
But there's no like drunk people.
Depending on the time of day, because the Grove gets popping at night.
I always argue they should take world leaders to the Grove because like even if you're in a bad mood, you like walk in and you're like, oh, I feel really good right now.
Yeah. And the holiday season at the Grove is beautiful.
Come on.
They get a bigger tree than the Rockefeller tree in New York.
And they make it quote unquote snow with bubbles.
They sure do. I'm telling you, it's a beautiful time. I go there. I'm all about the mall. My husband and I love malls. If we're like out of town, we will go check the mall out.
You go to the mall, you get your perfume samples. By accident, because I had a lot of these, that's what I would travel with because they're just easy to travel with. And I realized that I would use them on a trip to the Caribbean or wherever. And then when I smelled that scent again, it would take me right back there because your smell is so connected to your brain. It's all mixed up in there. So, and it's connected to like emotion, such strong emotion. I mean, you know, when you smell a smell and you're like, oh my God, that smells like my grandmother's house.
There's a guy in my old building that wore Acqua Di Giò cologne, and that's what my first boyfriend wore.
Right.
And every time he'd get in the elevator with me, I felt my hymen grow back. I was like, I'm a virgin again.
I love it.
Yes.
But that's why, so now the hack that I wrote online is that if you are planning to go on a trip, take a new perfume, a perfume you haven't worn before and might not wear again, and just wear it every day on that trip. And I guarantee you, if you smell that perfume again, either accidentally or intentionally, it'll take you back to that trip. And it's fun because you can really relive it.
I love that idea. Isn't that so smart?
It's so simple.
And again, I have so many. They don't even ask you if you want them because I've talked about this on Attribute. I'm like not a big perfume gal at this point in my life, but I'll open up my package from Sephora and they're like, here's 19 samples of like Mary Kay and Ashley's perfume. And I'm like, great. I didn't ask for these, but okay. And I feel bad throwing them out. I might give them away, but they're all just sitting there. Now I'll throw one in the bag. Because I love to go on trips.
And I got to be honest, I'm not a big perfume person.
Yeah.
That's hard to say.
Yeah.
I'm not a big perfume person either. But I use them on trips because, especially when you're going away with like your significant other, sometimes I'll be like, oh, I'll pack the sexy lingerie and I'll pack a nice perfume.
Pack a couple dildos.
Right. Like we'll have fun. We'll get crazy. We're going to Paris in my mind, whatever's happening.
Yep.
So I like to, have a little perfume in there. Also, this is a hack from my mom. The perfume, quote unquote, samples that are in magazines, just like the pages, if you rip those out, open them up and put them in your underwear drawer, lingerie drawer, t-shirt drawer, sock drawer, whatever you want. But I like them in my lingerie drawer. It smells delightful every time you open it up.
That's pretty genius.
And very simple.
And very simple. And economical.
Yes, free.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You know, I have a bunch of old magazines that I used to do bits from on this podcast, right. Like old YMs from like the 90s. The samples are still in there.
I wonder how they smell.
I'm going to text you later. I'm going to go home and open them.
Did you have those at home?
I bought them off eBay for
because I still have some of my 17 magazines. Unless my mom threw them out.
You have to give them to me. I mean, the fans hated the bit, but I still do them at my house by myself because they're really amazing. Next one. Let's see. Okay. I need to talk to you about this.
All right.
You did one about the headband that you use when you wash your face. I always, because you and I have kind of the same length hair. It's like a little pat, not quite to our shoulders.
Long bob.
I can't get my hair in a ponytail. I have bangs. I use like a headband and then my hair starts falling around my headband into my face when I'm washing. I'm like, how do I wash my damn face? Keeping my hair out of my damn face.
Such a first world struggle. Literally, I would do the same thing, like ponytail. Then when I had bangs, it didn't work. Or sometimes I would do the ponytail plus the headband.
Yes, but and even then I was that.
Like, yeah. And then, or if you just do the headband, it falls in your face. And then that feeling of like wet hair sticking to your face when you want to feel clean.
I'm telling
just,
you. And then your hair gets in your face wash, and then your hair texture is like weird because it dried out your hair, or like so. You put
there
up
is
a picture.
A thing, what's the brand name? Yassi?
Tassi.
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 This was a stocking stuffer from an ex's mom.
Okay. And I was just like a throw some stuff in the stocking.
And
you know.
I was like, gee, thanks. Right. What is this crap? I am addicted to this thing. It is a headband. I don't know how to describe it. You'll have to look at the picture, but it's like a headband that's kind of loose.
Mm-hmm.
So like a giant scrunchie almost.
It's a giant scrunchie that goes around your whole head.
Right. So you put it on like a headband, and then you gather your hair and you place it inside the pouch.
So it also doesn't fuck up your hair.
It doesn't fuck up your hair.
My hair is so thin. If I put a bobby pin in it for even 5 minutes, I take it out and I have a kink.
Yep. You could have your hair done and this will hold it out of your face. It is a game changer.
I'm getting me one.
I own three now. Like,
yeah.
I love them. They're machine washable.
You're like Tassi's.
They're great.
Spokeswoman.
Yeah, pretty much. I couldn't remember the brand name, but yes, I am Tassi's spokeswoman.
And
if you want to send them to me for free,
do you know where you get them? Do you get them at like Bed Bath & Beyond or something?
I think they have them at Bed Bath & Beyond. If not, they have like a version of them there.
Right.
The latest one I got at Larchmont Beauty, which I'm assuming you're a big fan
of. Oh, yeah.
There's an area of Los Angeles where I live called Larchmont.
Larchmont is where I see so many celebrities.
Oh, my gosh.
Every time I'm there. Oh, my God. I was just talking to a woman. I was having lunch with this girl, and I was like, I was bragging about my skills for seeing celebrities. Like, I see them so easily from across the room. I saw the woman who was the lead in The Craft.
Oh, wow, that's good.
I'm telling you, but I go, well, there she is. And I was like, oh, and then I saw the woman who plays Amber on Clueless.
In Larchmont?
Crafe Gratitude. Crafe Gratitude. That's like how a mom would say it. Cafe Gratitude. But yeah, it's an area in LA, a cute area.
And they have this beauty supply store there called Larchmont Beauty. And it's run by like two old Israeli men. And they are wizards.
Yeah.
I think.
Because you literally go in
and you'll be like, my skin is like a little dry here. Or I have this little mole. And they're like, aisle three, this potion. And it's just so amazing. They are brilliant. And they're lovely. I just love shopping there. Also, if you are an actor and you live in LA, they offer a discount for SAG members. So show them your SAG card and they will give you a 10% discount.
Union strong, baby.
They are great people. A Blue Mercury opened up next to them, which is like a chain, a beauty store chain. And I refuse to go in there because I'm like, you're taking business away from my favorite mom and pop.
It's like you got mail.
Yeah, that's
like
exactly what it is.
Like closing down the mom and pop. Ew,
so
I don't like
refuse.
That.
So I refuse. And every time someone walks into Blue Mercury, I give them a little
look. Yeah, just... throw them a little ice.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Yeah, I'm getting a Tassi, quite frankly. I'm very excited about that.
It'll change your life. One for Chooch, too.
Oh, my gosh. That'd be so... I want to get her, like, a little headdress of some kind. Like, a turban.
Just so you
like
guys know, Chooch is sitting on Jackie's lap now, and she's being so good.
Oh, she's here every...
cute.
She's here every episode. Oh. You never hear her, but she's always here. Just know that. This one isn't necessarily for beauty or skincare, but I have an external phone battery, and it's, like, life-changing.
Oh, yeah, everybody needs one.
I bought one for everybody I know for Christmas. If you don't have one by now, get one.
I mean, if you don't have one by now, you're kind of a jerk.
Yeah, you're a jerk. Get your life together. But I just want to throw that in there. I'll link a few on the Nashville blog. But basically, how many times have you been like, oh, my phone's dead. Oh, shit. Oh, I need my phone. Hey, do you have like a plug? Or hey, can I borrow?
It's...
You just carry it in your bag in the car.
Also, it's great for... Like, if you know you're going to be away from it, like, you're going to an amusement park, you're going to a protest, like, you're going to camping, like, if you have that on you, it's just going to alleviate.
It makes, exactly. So, I just wanted to throw that in there. I screen grabbed that one because I thought it was really interesting.
I don't know if you screen grabbed this one, but this was one of my favorite ones, I'll tell you. Did you screen grab the spatula one?
I don't think I did.
Okay. There are, this is also game
changing. Oh, yes, I did! The yes.
Oh my god.
That's in here.
Guys, they make these tiny little spatulas. I think the brand I got was Every Last Drop or something.
Here
tiny little spatulas. And if you have, like, I talk about this in the post, I use a Armani foundation.
Mm-hmm.
It's $65.
Yeah.
It is not cheap,
nope.
But it's my favorite foundation.
Yep.
And after the pump stops working, most people just toss it out. But if you get this spatula and you scoop out those last bits, it will last an extra 2 weeks.
That is, and you can also use it for very expensive face creams.
Oh my gosh.
Your eye creams.
Lip gloss, like
yes.
Anything. Yeah, I use like a lot of Murad products, which
mm-hmm.
are great.
Yep, they have
and
them at Large Beauty.
Yeah, they have yeah. Large Pump Beauty. They're fantastic. And they, once it stops pumping, I crack it open and then I get another few days out of
I'm
it.
I'm telling you, this was one of your first posts on this account.
I'm real proud of that one.
It's really good. You can, you just said the name and brand, but I cut it off. But if you, I'll link it
I
from Amazon.
I think it's Every Little Drop or Every Last Drop or something.
Yeah, it's a reusable tiny spatula.
And you want to get the teeny tiny one because they make a medium sized one that doesn't get into the crevices. You got to get the teeny tiny.
I'm telling you, that's genius.
And they sell that at the Container Store.
Oh, excellent.
You know that area of the Container Store that's just like tchotchkes?
Yep.
They sell it there. That's where I discovered it.
They have, Bed Bath & Beyond has a tchotchke section as
yeah.
well.
And yeah. you're like, oh, do I want to spend $5 on a spatula? But then you're like, it saves you hundreds of dollars.
Yeah, and it's really stupid. I get so angry when I buy expensive skincare. Like, I'm mm-hmm. just like, God damn it, they're going to $100.
Yeah.
And then you get even more mad when you throw it out.
Yeah.
So it makes, it's just genius.
And
it's really genius.
Tube, if it's a tube guy, I cut that tube open at that end.
Yep.
Because that's another few uses in
yes,
there.
Yes, I'm
and
telling
you. And
then
I use you. A little chip clip to close it up so it doesn't dry out.
This is the kind of stuff the honeys need to know.
I mean, I'm cheap.
You. Shout out to the cheap ass bitches. So this one was just about a certain brand you like. Body Safe.
Oh, Body Safe.
B-O-D-I Safe.
This is, okay, Body Safe is all, it's just like organic, amazing, not tested on animals. They make makeup and skincare. I'm going to tell the harsh reality,
yeah.
which is I'm not a fan of their makeup. I have tried it.
Yep, great.
That's fine. They're a new brand. They'll probably tweak their formulas.
Makeup is not easy.
It's not easy.
Yeah.
It's not easy.
And sometimes I think brands should stay in their lane. I feel like they feel pressured to like expand their product line.
Right.
But I'm like, honey, stick in your lane. If you're good at this,
also
stay
might be some better on someone else's skin. Just
right.
for me, it didn't work. But they have this night cream that is so amazing. It's a cream, but it's almost like an oil when you rub it in your hands. And it's just called their night cream, Body Safe, B-O-D-I, Safe, night cream. I discovered this at like a gifting suite. Gifting suites are like cheesy things we have here in LA where you go and they give you free products if you work in television.
I bought a pass on Groupon to one the other day.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Just kidding. No.
I was like, what? That's crazy.
I wish, baby.
You should get on that.
Heck yeah.
But I tried this product and I just loved it. And it is, I have combination skin. Also, I take antidepressants and they dry my skin out a little bit. So I would either like overhydrate or underhydrate and then I'd have dry patches. And this is the only one that like just figured my skin out.
Yeah.
And I love it.
And you're anti Bobo.
Oh yeah, I'm not into Botox.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm no disrespect if you're into it, but I just, it's botulism toxin is the full name of it. It's
yeah.
literally poison that people are putting into their face.
Yeah.
And I just think it's really hypocritical that people are like, oh, I only eat organic or I
right.
only use this skin stuff that's, and then they're putting poison in their face
right.
because that's way worse than eating like an apple with pesticides.
It's like the woman, I used to do a character when I was doing sketch stuff that was like, I'm sorry, but I can taste the apple in my smoothie. I asked for no apple. I don't put apple in my body. And then she like smokes her cigarette
exactly.
while she walks out to her Range Rover. I'm like, honey, prioritize.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very exciting. I only brought that up because I see this post and it says, don't do Botox, dummies. It's poison. And you talk about how you drink collagen.
I drink collagen.
Yeah.
this brand that I use is made from animal bones. So
well,
if you are vegan.
Yeah, I can't drink collagen, but I'm open to hearing other people's views, and I want the audience to as well. Because that's the thing. In theory, you're like, yes, of course that sounds great, but collagen is an animal
product. Yes, it is. And I do eat some animal products.
Yeah.
So I use this, and it's called Great Lakes, and it's a powdered collagen. It's marketed for people with joint problems, but it also like really helps your skin. Because as you get to like 35, your collagen production starts going down.
They faces start to slide down.
There are vegan-based collagen supporters, but it's not actually collagen. It's like
Spirilla and shit.
Yeah, it'll help your body produce its own collagen. But I haven't tried those, and I don't know how well they work. This stuff, if you do eat animals, is I recommend it. It's great.
There you go. We all know how I feel about it. But I want everybody to hear, you know. This one is another one, which I thought was very interesting.
Oh, thanks.
So I just got my nails done. I don't do them very much, but I'm trying to get back into them because it's a very nice way to look put together when you're crazy.
And also it's self-care.
It is self-care. That's what I'm saying.
Which is self-love, which is important. And I think it's messed up when people get down on people for like wearing makeup or making themselves look nice, because it's self-care and it adds confidence. And it's like, if it makes you feel good, then you do it.
I'm telling you, I look down at my hand and I'm happy.
That's how, whenever I get my nails done, I can't stop looking at my hands.
Yeah, I'm just like, it looks like I have my life together.
Yeah.
Like, if somebody just, like, saw me in passing and I, like, handed my credit card to them, they go, that woman has her life together.
That woman
has
a job.
Shaped nails. Yeah. So I actually really like it. It's like money, you know, it's budgeting.
Yeah.
I always say, my money goes neck up. Everything's going in that face. But this is an interesting one. So let's say you have, you get your nails done, and one of them chips off or breaks off, which happens. It just happened to me when I did some press-on nails the other day.
Well, my hack for this is to get one of those stickers. Mm-hmm. They have these nail stickers where you can put designs on.
Yep.
And just put that on it, even if it doesn't match, because that's kind of a trend now.
It sure
where people
is.
Have these, I call them
accent nails. Yep.
You know, one nail is silver while the rest are purple.
Yep.
So just get a cool, in the picture I have like a little zebra thing with some purple nails, and it's fun, and it looks intentional.
Yeah, it looks intentional, and you can get these at the dollar store.
Oh, yeah. I get mine at Target.
Yeah.
They're great.
That's a really good idea. And again, I've been given some of these stickers, and they're just like sitting in my like beauty kit. And I'm like, what am I going to do with those? I don't know if I'm ever going to do zebra nails. But I was like, you know what? That's perfect for when these nails break off.
You should always have some on hand. Or if you use a bunch and you only have a few left, like hold on to them for that. Also, I can't remember the name of the company, but there is a company where you can put your own pictures, including a picture of Chooch, on stickers, nail stickers.
Chooch has been on a lot of things. I have stamps with her face on them, you know. But I've never had a Chooch nail.
Can you imagine on your nails?
I know. I almost did it for my wedding. But I was like, she's already very involved in my wedding and like literally was on my invitations. My hashtag was hashtag Chooch parents. I mean, the whole wedding was her. So I was like, I'll give it a break. I won't put it on my damn nail. But I love that. So this one is about boobs.
Boobs.
And you say, attention ladies with small boobs. So
that's
there
me.
Are some honeys listening that are large chested. We have all sizes and shapes of honeys.
Yes.
So if you're a large chested honey, this might not be for you. You get hit that 15 skip, skip, skip button a little bit. Or listen and enjoy. And maybe you have a friend or someone you can talk about. But I found this very interesting and I kind of want to buy this.
Oh, this is called a U-Plunge bra. That's not the brand. That's the cut of the bra.
Mm-hmm.
They make them many different companies make them. U-Plunge. It looks weird. I call it my magic bra.
Yeah.
The band goes around just above your belly button.
Mm-hmm.
And then so it plunges. So if you're wearing a low cut dress, it makes the boobs hover and gives you the internal cleavage. It is mad. When I have worn this bra, I've had people ask me if I've had a boob job.
Wow.
And I have a cup. Like,
I was going to ask if you would tell us your cup. I didn't know if that was too personal, because honestly, like based on your photos, I would have guessed a C.
Like
the fact that
is,
you said, "Hey, I'm shook right now."
I will give you this picture to post, but there's a picture where I'm wearing that bra, and it is just insane.
So I'm a B cup. Does that mean my boobs are going to be blinding if I wear this? Like,
yeah,
am I gonna
in
have,
a
like,
great
people,
way.
People are going to like be crashing their cars looking at me.
I mean, yeah, isn't that what you want? Isn't that the dream?
Of course, I want everybody getting wrecks over my beauty. Yes.
Yeah. Look, here's a picture of me wearing that bra.
Hi-ya, yeah, 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 yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. I mean, I got to get this because I do love a good deep V.
But if I'm showing her a picture of a low cut dress, but if I had a normal bra, you'd see the bra in that photo.
Right.
But this dress cuts like maybe 2 inches below my.
Would you wear that bra with a T-shirt or something too? Or is it really just
it's really for special occasion, like low cut stuff. I mean, you could. It would just be uncomfortable.
Okay. So it's not the most comfortable bra.
It's not.
But it's for.
But are we really talking about comfort today?
I know. No. I mean, beauty is pain. You want to talk to me about pain? My mom did perms on me when I was 7 in the kitchen. Okay, let's talk about pain. Let's talk about pain. Yeah, in the South, we don't fuck around. We know beauty is pain, and we get in line. So, yeah, I'm all about that. I will put a link. You can send it to me. I'll link the one you have in the Nashby.com blog. That goes up when this episode goes up. We have the scoop. We talked about that. Okay. Listen. So Allison has an amazing figure. And,
bless you.
You work out, though, right?
I work out,
You work for this. Okay. Her legs are just very toned and look really great.
Thank you.
And this blew my mind. She does squat. You tell them.
I do whenever I have a minute or two, whether I am waiting in line for the bathroom, mm-hmm. I'm in the elevator, anywhere where I'm standing. I do this at the ATM and I look insane.
When you brush your teeth?
When I brush my teeth,
yep.
I do squats or leg lifts. And I find that if I do it throughout the day, like maybe 3 times throughout the day and get a minute in each time, at the end of the week, that's an extra workout.
Yeah.
A whole extra workout.
That's a no Equinox membership needed,
right?
Baby. Yeah.
I do it when I'm like at the beach. I was doing it the other day and someone's like, are you doing leg lifts? And I was like, yeah, because I can't just sit here. Like,
right.
I want to do something.
I think this is genius. This is a very old photo, like from when you started this account a couple years ago, and I commented. I was like, oh my gosh, color me shook. I mean, that's a genius idea. Why aren't we all doing squats while we brush our teeth?
And in the picture, I am using the elevator like bar as a ballet bar, which I do. Because they always have that like little rail in there.
I mean, it's one of those things that it's like, it's so common sense, but like we don't do it.
Yeah.
It's sort of like saying, take the stairs instead of the elevator. Of course, we should
of
all
course.
Be doing that. We should all be doing that. You know what I'm going to tell all the honeys out there listening? How about this week? Challenge yourself.
Oh, yeah, I like this.
Take the stairs one day that you never do or whatever. Because I'm trying to get in shape. I've talked about this with the honeys.
Are you kidding me? You are in perfect
shape.
No,
I'm not. But like physically, though. Like, I look like I'm in shape, but like, if there was a zombie apocalypse, which, let's be honest.
Your cardio's whack.
There is an apocalypse occurring in this
yes.
world. Any minute now. I'll be killed instantly. I will be mauled by the mob. Like, I need to be able to run. I'm just trying to get healthier.
Squeeze them in.
I've been doing classes, you know, and this is the kind of thing I need. I need somebody to just give me like little tips to get me going.
And it's also like, it's just those moments when you find yourself blindly staring at your phone.
Yep.
Like do some squats.
If I did squats while I looked at my phone,
oh my
I would
God.
Have a Nicki Minaj badonkadonk. I would have the most amazing ass in this whole world because I'm on my phone so much.
Another thing is, and I think this was one of my hacks too that I put in there, is bringing a book everywhere because I used to live in New York and reading books in New York is so easy because you're like on the subway all the time. But here you're driving all the time.
Yeah.
So I find it, you have to set aside time to read.
For sure.
But I started bringing a book with me at all times. So if I'm ever waiting like for an audition or waiting for a friend at a restaurant, instead of just blindly looking at my phone, I pull out the book and then I'm like, oh, I read 5 pages and then another 5 pages. And all of a sudden I'm like, I read a book.
I mean, that's...
Remember books, guys?
I know. I want to read. I'm not a reader.
But if you set aside the time, it's hard. But if you just have it with you all the time...
I'm starting to work out. Once I get that into my... It's
all
like
right,
21,
one thing at a time.
21 things to make a habit. Once I become all swole and everybody's like, damn, Jackie's bod, you know? Oh, is that Gisele Bündchen? No, it's Jackie. Oh, hey, girl, I see you. Once I get that down, I'm going to try to read because my husband's a reader. Reader.
Yeah.
He's reading a book every second.
It's great.
He's listening to books. I love it. Yeah. I mean, he, you know, and I'm like, I'm the dumbo of the relationship. Like, I don't read shit, you know? The only thing I read is my damn Instagram feed. So I'm trying to, you know, I'll read, okay? I'm going to tell y'all all about the book I read.
She's held accountable.
I want to be. Y'all tweet at me, Jackie, what are you reading? I want everybody tweet me. Everybody come at me with the books. So let's go. Okay, here's another one. Skip the heat. Non-heat rollers in damp hair and letting it dry naturally. Tell me about this one.
Okay.
Because I want to start wearing rollers.
I use rollers in many different ways, but this is about non-heat rollers.
Mm-hmm.
If your hair's damp,
Yep.
These are like those, I don't know what they're called, Velcro-like ones.
Yep.
Roll it up if you have time. This is only if you have, it only takes about 10 minutes to get your hair in the rollers, but then you have to let it set for like a few hours.
Okay.
So you have to let it dry, basically. And they have hot rollers, but heat's not great for your hair. We all know that. This is just letting the hair dry in that shape, and it lasts longer. It's so easy on your hair, and it just looks amazing.
And it gives you kind of, depending on your hair texture, it would, it could give you a little wave, a little body.
Exactly. If you want curlier, you go smaller, smaller rollers. Another thing I've been doing a lot, and they do this a lot on sets in here in LA, if you are using heat, if you're using a curling iron, the trick to curling your hair is not so much the heat, it's the cooling. It's not heating it in that position, it's cooling it in that position. So what I mean by that is, and I'm sure you've had this done on set, where they curl your hair and then they take the curl and they hold it in a curl and they pin it.
Yep.
And they just leave it there. And then they do, so you do your whole head. And that's what I've been doing to my hair lately is when I do use heat, I curl it, hold the curl, pin it. So then you have a head full of almost pin curls, but they started out hot. And then when they cool down in 10 minutes, you take them out and that will hold like no hairstyle you have ever had. If you just curl it and let that curl drop, it's going to fade real fast.
Yeah, mine does not hold. I mean, my hair has no texture. It is the straightest hair that's ever lived.
Well, you could also, adding texture to, you could put dry shampoo in ahead of time. I like to hairspray it, curl it, pin it, let it cool, hairspray it again, and then take it down.
I'm telling you, you're really doing the Lord's work.
Oh,
you're doing the Lord's work.
Bless you. Oh, yeah.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com. Oh, yeah.
So this, okay, there's two left. If you run out of concealer or cover-up, you use the rim of your foundation bottle and a Q-tip.
I don't remember where I read this one, but you know the little gross gunk that gets around the rim of your foundation bottle? That's basically, it's thick because a lot of the moisture has evaporated, but the pigment is still there. That's basically what concealer is. Concealer is just a thicker foundation.
Yep.
So if you run out of concealer and you really need to like clean up a zit, you just take a little Q-tip, run it around the edge of your foundation bottle, pop it on that guy.
And it'll also match your skin perfectly because it's the exact same color as foundation. I was like, this is genius!
Exactly.
Genius and cheap.
Cheap!
I
think that's what
bitch.
We really should be talking about is all cheap.
I mean, listen, the other thing I Instagrammed was on your personal account, you just basically did a Glossier ad.
Oh, I did.
You love Generation G.
Yeah, it's great. Have you tried this?
We did an episode on Glossier. Nicole Byer tried it. We both liked it. Glossier is this is a vegan brand, a vegan product on their line. And they are cruelty free. I like a matte lip.
Okay,
and I like a full coverage lip, and Nicole agreed. But we said if you like that light look, then this is great.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, that's more your style is the full coverage. I like a little pop of color. Don't judge me. I know you guys can't see me now, but I came from an audition, so I have very weird lipstick on. But
I like
normally it. I like a, it's somewhere between a stain and a lipstick.
Yep.
The Glossier. So that's why I like it. Cause you can, and you can layer it on too. You could do a light layer or get really thick on there. And it's just a good color cause it's like not too glam, but
it's
glam enough.
The color you like is Zip.
Yes, Zip.
Yeah.
That's what it's called. Also, Glossier just started doing skincare.
Yep.
And I'm a big fan. I tried some of their serums.
Which
are great. Bounce.
I have the
Super Bounce or
Zinc one. I don't know what it's called.
The Zinc one is for acne, and you don't have acne, so you don't need that.
Well, I don't have acne because I worked for it, baby. I've had acne. Natchview honeys, no. I've gone through it.
They have a good... I like their serums, though, and I just started using their cleanser, which I like, too.
Milk and jelly?
Yeah, but I also oil cleanse.
Well, we got to talk about that. I mean, we're already at 46 minutes, and we have a lot to talk about. So I'm honestly... do you have any? I told you to stack your purse with some fun stuff.
Oh, I did. I stacked.
Why don't you just give us like two or three of your like favorite things you're using right now?
Okay.
She's pulling out her bag. She's digging through the bag.
Money.
Oh, she got money in there. Okay.
I'm very disorganized purse person.
I am too. Well, I have a clear purse, so I have to be more careful.
Yeah, you're smart. This is.
Oh my God, I use that too.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, I love it.
She loves Supergoop, baby.
I love Supergoop. It's a great sunscreen. This is a hand cream with SPF
okay.
in it.
Because we're trying to keep the age
right.
at bay.
Because here's the thing. The one thing you can't get a lift on is your hands.
It's true.
So
even Demi Moore can't.
Yeah, and that's where your age is really going to show. And I'm a germaphobe, so I wash my hands a lot, so they are aging faster. Would you like some? Faster
yeah,
than I would like
out.
Them to.
I have my Super Goop on. Right now, all I have on is Super Goop sunscreen oil. It's my favorite sunscreen. Oh, thanks.
But this is just a hand cream. But if you're putting on a hand cream and you're going out, why not have an SPF in it?
I'm telling you, I neglect the hands. I always tell my honeys, you got to cream up your neck. You got to cream up your chest. But we also got to remember the hands.
The hands.
You got to get those hands under.
And I do a nighttime cream on my hands. I always sleep with hands. I can't fall asleep without hand cream and lip balm. Just
I
can't
love
do
that.
It.
Gotta moisturize. I need to cream my hands more.
But for daytime, this is...
I have crusty, like, lemony snicket hands. I need
super,
to really cream up.
This is called Forever Young Hand Cream with sea buckthorn. No idea what that is. Super good.
It's buckthorns from the sea, obviously.
Obviously.
Sea buckthorn is my stripper name.
I have the Super Goop lip balm too.
Yep, it's a cruelty free company.
This one, which is fresh.
Mm-hmm.
This is another lip thing, and it is this.
You like those light lips?
I like light lips.
Yeah,
yeah. I like heavy eyes, light lips.
Yeah, I like
unless
that.
It's like an event, then
what's
I like to
the
go
phrase?
Red.
Heavy eyes, light lips can't lose.
There you go. That's it. That was Shakespeare, I think.
I'm quoting a lot of shows that I'm not going to say what they are. Send me a list of all the shows I reference.
This is Sugar by Fresh. Mm-hmm. It's a lip color, and it has SPF 15 in it. Another thing that people don't do is protect their lips.
That's true.
And I like to have that because it's like a little bit of color.
Because your lips age. I'm already noticing I'm getting,
age.
You know those like little feathers like from smoky, ladies that smoke even though I don't smoke? But like your lips start to thin out.
Yeah.
You got to cover them.
A friend of mine who's in her 50s was like, she was yelling at me and she's like, you got to start using lip coverage.
Yeah.
She's like, she can't wear lipstick unless she uses a lip liner or it'll bleed.
I'm telling you, I'm starting to get the bleed.
So protect those lips.
Yes.
You know?
Crack lips, sink ships, baby.
Again, with the quotes.
I know. I love it. I took my smart pill this morning.
I feel like I had other things in here, but I don't. Oh, another lip thing. Got a lot of lip things today.
Well, listen, you like lips.
Staniac. This is by Balm.
Ooh, I don't know that.
Otherwise called The Balm.
Okay.
This is, again, a lip stain. You probably wouldn't like it because it's not a matte. But you can use this as a cheek color or a lip color.
I mean, Staniac is a really fun name.
Staniac's a fun name.
She's a Staniac.
Right?
Yeah.
The Balm also makes, I don't have it in my purse, but they make a tinted moisturizer that has an SPF in it that I love. Also really into, I don't know if it's IT or IT.
It's IT Cosmetics.
It's Cosmetics,
yep.
Cruelty-free.
It is cruelty-free.
Great stuff.
I know.
They're bye-bye under eye.
I want all their stuff. I keep seeing things for them, and the honeys tag me in them. I think once my BB cream is out, I'll just say it, I use Kiehl's, but once they started selling the Chinese market, I'm not buying Kiehl's anymore, but I love their BB cream, but I'm not buying it anymore. The next one I'm going to buy is the IT, because
they
I get
have
tagged
a CC,
so much in it.
Yeah, they have a CC cream that has SPF 50, which is great.
Yeah, that's what the Kiehl's is. But fuck Kiehl's! Fuck you, Kiehl's.
And I love it. It's great. And I think it was started by a girl from Jersey, which is where I'm from.
Oh, that's fun.
So.
Representing those Jersey ladies. I had Santina Miha in here. She's a Jersey girl.
Great.
Love her. Okay, so we're
going to try some hacks. I'm really excited about this.
So I'm getting, Rebecca, who works at Farrell, she's going to get me a prop. We're going to go through some hacks.
Great. Now, are these ones you've done or ones you found?
Well, I'm going to go over the ones that I do,
okay.
But then we're
going to
try a couple
that I
just randomly found on Pinterest.
Great.
So first, the ones that I recommend, and this is, I have to say, I can't take credit for this, and I unfortunately don't have her name, but in the Honeys group on Facebook, these ladies know more than I know. And one of them said, okay, so Sujata was on, my friend Sujata was on, and she did the whole Korean skincare thing, and she said...
Oh, I've heard about this. K-Beauty?
Oh, yeah. But there's the sheet mask. You know, everybody's building these sheet masks. She said that they put a ton of goo in the sheet mask, and then you use the mask and the goo just sits in the count in the package, and you're like, I paid $10 for this damn mask. So she pours all her goo into a spritz bottle and uses it as like a spritz. This woman the other day told me, yeah, come on in, baby. She said you can go on Amazon and buy dry sheet masks, and they are 100 of them, thank you, for $6. So you keep your goo and you dip your goo into the dry mask. And you get a free mask. You get three masks for the price of one. Cheap ass bitch.
Cheap ass bitch.
I was like, genius. So that's one. Let's get this one on, and then I'll keep going.
Okay, great.
So apparently you can...
Apparently
you can get... Everybody knows, listens, and attribute knows... I am obsessed with blackheads in my nose. I want them all out.
Yeah.
I want a clean nose.
I spend hours.
I look at them. I hate them. I do strips. I do everything. They say that if you put petroleum jelly, Vaseline, whatever, right, on your nose, your face has to be clean. So right now my face is clean other than the fact that I have, like I said, my super goop on. But that hopefully won't deter this to work.
Okay.
And you know, there are some people have issues with petroleum jelly, the environment, the petroleum. I'm just saying this has been in my cabinet for years, but I did check. It expires 11/2017. So we're close, but it's still here.
I'm not
going to repurchase. So please don't send me emails. The petroleum goes against my code and my ethics. I know y'all are going to come at me, but just listen. I had it in the counter. We're using
Great.
It and it'll be done
Great.
With it. Great. So you cover your nose in petroleum jelly, which I'm going to do right now.
This seems like a bad idea.
Well, listen. I wanted to try one
She's
on
covering
camera.
It. She's
okay?
covering it.
I wanted to try one on camera or on the mic. So you cover your nose in petroleum
Okay,
jelly.
Great.
Then
Check.
You get...
Plastic?
Plastic. So I forgot it at my house.
Is that a poop bag?
This is a dog poop bag. It is not used before y'all come at me. Chuchi did not use this bag.
Even if she did, it would just be magic.
Right. So then you cover your nose in the plastic.
Oh my gosh.
Now,
someone get a picture of her. She looks insane.
What this is supposed to do is it traps the heat.
Okay.
Inside, because petroleum jelly creates a barrier for heat or whatever, right?
Okay.
So you... I can't breathe because it's on my face. So then, here's where the magic happens. You get a towel.
Okay.
And you get it in warm water. Now, I had Rebecca get hot water because I figured by the time we did the segment, the water had gotten, you know, cooler.
Fair.
So then you keep with a towel that is soaked in warm water over
okay.
the nose.
So now you're warming up the plastic and the petroleum jelly.
Up. Can you hear me okay, Steven? Okay. So you do this for 5 minutes. Oh my God, I can't breathe. I'll throw it over my shoulder. So you do this for 5 minutes and it's supposed to get all the black. Now don't think you're getting away with something because I brought something for you to
Great.
Do too.
Great.
So while I'm doing this,
the things we do for beauty.
Okay. I found this very interesting.
Okay.
So somebody on Pinterest said, we were talking about eyelash curlers earlier. So when you're curling your eyelashes, the top part of the eyelash curler, not the part that has the rubber on it,
right,
but the part where you clamp, if you paint black liner on this, apparently when you close it, you close your lashes in the eyelash curler, it will put a black line on your eyelid. Like, it'll do your eye makeup for you.
No, I don't... Let me give me that thing.
But you already have eye makeup on, but I want
you
to try it. I brought my Vamp Stamp Ink.
I put it on the top one?
Yeah, so put it right there.
Okay.
So, if you have an eyelash curler in front of you, the rubber part that you clamp down with, it's the top part of the eyelash curler that
right.
you actually use to crimp your eyelashes down. You put...
Oh, there's like a little sponge in here.
Yeah, it's my Vamp... I just got it. It's a Vamp Stamp. So yeah, paint that on, and I have a mirror for you.
Okay, I will... Disclaimer, I will do this hack, but disclaimer, I don't use eyelash curlers.
Oh.
I was talked out of them by several professional makeup artists.
Interesting,
because they don't curl your lash.
Listen, we
had this... They crease your lash.
We talked about this on Attribute. I said that I think they're bullshit, but you know what?
They are bullshit.
Well, listen.
I gotta tell you, when a makeup artist pulls one out, in my head, I think amateur.
I got a lot of clap back. A lot of people were angry with me for saying that they didn't do anything.
They crease your eyelash over time. They will break. Let me say this. I was using one and then I finally gave it up. After 2 weeks, you'll see your eyelashes grow longer.
You hear this?
What you do is you take your mascara and you pull the lashes up as you're doing it.
You hear that, everybody?
Pull and zigzag.
You hear that? You monsters. Okay,
give me that mirror.
It's a little dirty, but you get the idea.
I'm giving you this back. Okay.
All right.
So I have painted the metal part.
Yes.
Of the eyelash curler. No, yeah, you're right. This is going to be hard because I already have eye makeup on.
But I feel like we'll be able to see the difference.
Okay, here we go.
I I'm so curious. I mean, that can't work. That can't work.
I mean, a tad, it doesn't work.
Okay, so that one doesn't work. I think we have
You know why? Because it's not going on my eye.
Right.
It's
that
going
just seemed,
on the,
that just seemed a little too easy
it's
for
going
me.
On the eyelash.
Right. Yeah. Well, but yeah. I will say,
I'm calling bullshit on that one.
I will say, if I'm doing a black liquid liner, I do paint the top of my lashes with the liner.
Right, but you also get on the skin.
Yes, you got to get on the skin. What am I, a monster? Okay, so I'm going to leave this on a few more minutes, but we're going to go down. I have a few that I use. One of my favorite hacks is I do a DIY spa room.
Okay, talk to me.
Now, this only will work for certain honeys, depending on your living situation.
Right.
I have, my bathroom is a pretty tiny bathroom. Mm,
same.
So you have to have a small bathroom with, you know, a tub in it,
right,
or whatever. I have a Conair steamer.
Great.
From Target. It's
great.
Blue. I got it for Christmas from my mother-in-law a few years ago. I love it. And I thought, you know what? This shoots steam out really intensely.
Great.
For my clothes. I filled it up all the way. I rolled it into the bathroom.
Shut up.
I closed the door.
Shut
I closed
up.
The window. I turn it on.
You steam it up.
And I take a bath, baby.
Oh.
And about 15 minutes in, I couldn't breathe. I was in the best spa in town.
Free.
For free.
Cheap.
So, listen, that might sound ratchet as hell.
If
I don't
you
know.
Have art, take it out of your bathroom, though.
Yes. You know, like I said, you definitely have to take precautions. The bathroom was very, like, steamy and kind of wet and damp. Like, my ceiling had drips all going down it.
Maybe so, don't do this one.
No. I stand by it. I stand by it, okay? I made a steam room for myself, and it was very nice. So, you know, buy a Conair steamer, roll it into the bathroom, close the door, close the windows. And Conair, take
great.
Me away, baby. Okay, I had a lovely day. And listen, you know, you have friends that are like, I went to the spa. Like, I went to the spa too, motherfucker.
And I didn't pay anything.
I didn't pay a damn dime. So if you're interested, that's the one I do. I do the sheet mask one. And then the third one I do, which I've talked about briefly on Attribute with the episode with Julia Prescott, when you get those little pouch samples that are just a
yes,
little pouch,
yes.
I poke a hole with a safety pin,
mm-hmm,
and squeeze the product out slowly.
Ugh.
To not waste it.
That's a great idea.
And it doesn't
because
get everywhere.
As soon as you open it, it's like
it's
everywhere.
Ruined.
Yeah.
Yes. So that's a good one. And then the third one I do is I wear half an eyelash strip sometimes, which I've talked about this.
Oh, that's a great
just
idea.
Just on the outer eye.
Because sometimes you just want it on the end.
Just on the end. It's easy to do. There's not a lot of fuss. It takes a second. It's like doing your mascara.
You also, I don't do this because, like I said, I'm a germaphobe, but people do reuse. You can reuse a lash
yes,
strip.
Yes, you can wash
you
them.
You should clean it. Yes.
Yeah.
But you can reuse it.
Another one I read about that I thought was... that I thought was interesting was you spray your bobby pins with hairspray.
Okay.
And then stick them in your hair and they'll stay better.
Oh, that's...
They're called sticky pins. And I said, color me intrigued because I don't have any hair. And usually if I put a bobby pin in my hair, it won't stay very well because I don't have enough hair.
Right, it slides out.
Yeah.
But have you tried it?
No, but I'm color me intrigued.
That's a great idea.
Okay, do you think it's been 5 minutes?
Yeah.
Let's see if it worked. Okay, I'm going to take this off my nose. Okay.
How does it feel?
I mean, it felt fine. It definitely got hot.
Okay, it did get hot.
It definitely did. I felt some heat coming. So now let me get in the mirror here. I guess I'm supposed to wipe this petroleum jelly off. Oh my God. Ew.
It just looks a little greasy.
Yep, I'm going to wipe it off.
Do you see a difference?
No, because now I have to get them out.
Ugh.
So I have my tissues. They say to, like, wrap your fingers in the tissues.
Great. Okay, great.
And then
do you want to hold the mirror for you?
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
Okay.
All right.
Wait, which side is the
I want the, like, side? Really intense side. Which one's, like, the most intense
this
side?
This is the okay. intense side.
Okay. Now we're cooking with gas. Let's see. I'm going to attempt one, and I'm going to tell y'all if it works.
Is it supposed to make them come out easier?
I mean, I'm going to be dead honest. I don't have any blackheads. So this doesn't...
I'm going to be honest, you guys, I'm perfect.
I mean, no, I'm not perfect, but I just work really hard on my face. Let me
see. What's supposed to happen? Are they supposed to come out easier?
Yes. They're supposed to just, like, fall out. It did say, like, try 3 times. If it doesn't come out, it's not coming out. Which is the same with extractions if you get a facial. Like,
yeah.
You know. I'm going to go ahead and say this doesn't work.
But
only
if anyone's
because...
tried it and it worked, let us know.
Well, I'm doing it like nothing's coming out. Like nothing.
I mean, I would also argue that, like, you're just from the heat itself, because, like, when you get a facial or you do it yourself, they always, like, steam at first.
Literally nothing's coming out. Like, sometimes I'm just, like, getting lunch or something, and I go in the bathroom, I catch a whiff of my big old pores, and I go, get the fuck out! And I start picking myself.
Me too.
I'm gonna get emails, I know that's not right. I'm a picker, damn it, I can't help it. Nothing, literally. I feel like this almost
Fail.
Made it worse.
Fail.
Fail. I feel like this is, that
Fail.
Was counterproductive. Like, it sealed them closed or something. I hate
Tomorrow
Vaseline.
You're gonna wake up with so many zits on your
I know.
Nose.
Well, you better, when I get home, I'm gonna really go to town. I'm gonna get rid of this. I do not like Vaseline. You know, Tyra Banks, like, loves Vaseline.
For what?
For everything. Everybody go on YouTube and type in Tyra Banks Vaseline. She is a nut for it. She loves it. She uses it for all kinds of shit. I don't. And quite frankly, I'm never repurchasing it. And that didn't work. So everybody just skip over that part, okay? It didn't work. Damn it. Well,
she's getting angry, guys.
Yeah, man. I'm heated.
She's taking her jacket
I'm taking off.
Off
my jacket. And lit chooch this whole time. Couldn't care less.
Couldn't care.
Literally had no clue what was happening. Let's wrap up. This has been a great... I think we learned a lot. I think everyone learned a lot.
I hope so.
Of course.
I learned a lot.
I learned a lot. I'm excited. I'm going to buy the head thing.
Great.
I've already forgotten the name of it.
Tissy it's called.
Tissy
it's great.
Gonna
Get
buy
a new
that.
Name brand.
I'm going to buy the scoop for my makeup.
Great.
You're going to start poking holes in your little samples.
Yep.
We're definitely not going to buy any more petroleum jelly.
No.
That's not happening.
Who needs that?
Tell everybody again where we can find the two Instas, anything you want to plug, your Twitter, all that.
Lady Life Hack and The Allison Becker, which is my Instagram, and my Twitter, The Allison Becker.
Look at that. Excellent. And be looking out for Allison on TV near you. Is your IBS ad still running?
I think so, yeah.
So everybody knows those commercials with the woman. She's a redhead and she's like, oh, I'm diarrhea. Ah.
I play Lady with Diarrhea.
Yeah, which is honestly my dream role. I'm mad I didn't audition for that part. I feel like I should have been the IBS woman. First of all, I have IBS. I've had it my whole life.
And they had a lot of comedy people come in for that role. Like, I know a lot of people. I know the girl who got it, but I also know a lot of people.
But I'm like, redheaded girl. Like,
that was a wig,
me.
Too.
Nobody called me. Why couldn't I be IBS? Me personifying IBS would be a full circle
and
career
moment. And she gets, like, she does TV commercials. She does live appearances.
I'm telling you, yeah. Yeah, well, good for her. No, honestly, I'm happy she booked that, but you know what? Next time, how about y'all call me? How about next time y'all need, like, a gangly person to represent IBS and
just
harass people?
Just the audition.
Just call Jackie Johnson, okay? I'm at Abrams Artists. Look me up. It's fine. Okay, so yeah, look out for Allison on TV. Y'all know where to find me by now. Go to natchbeaut.com for the full episode guide. I'll list all of Allison's life hacks, beauty hacks. I'll list all the products we discussed, and I will not link petroleum jelly because we are not buying it. So thank you so much
thank
for being
you for
here.
Having me. And thank
of
you
course.
For being such a proponent of my Instagram and everything.
You've
oh,
been I love
such
it.
A, so supportive. I
people
love
are
you.
Gonna people are gonna love it. The honeys are gonna attack this
oh,
Instagram,
thanks.
And maybe we can submit some.
Let's do
we
it.
We can do a Natch
yeah.
Butte episode.
I love it.
Or a Natch Butte post.
Yeah, if you guys have any hacks, please.
Yes, we
not just
know.
Beauty, but any kind of life hacks. Please let me know.
We want to know. We're trying to help.
And
help
I give
help
people shout outs whenever they
of
send them.
Of course. Out. So that's something to remember. Remember to enter the 24-hour Natch Butte contest. You have 1 week left to enter, so get on it. And if there's one other thing I wanted to tell you guys, oh, that's right. Cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh.